All right, welcome back. I'm going to continue on this brainstorm, and we're on number 7, and now I'm going to play a little bit on that Tom theory that we just went through. Excuse me, on the other side of the tape. Check it out. Pod my cool today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3. Check out concept 4 for this particular sequence, but check it out. If you guys have done concept 4, see if you recognize this sequence. If not, you'll have to go to concept 4 for this, because it's kind of a time-consuming in explanation. But check out the feel. Last fast snare drum buddy type solo on number 7. Final little brainstorm on this, with the bass drum part, but with kind of a military type thing to it. Check it out. And if you like what's happening here, check out all the rudimental clinic stuff that I have. This has a little bit of a Steve Gadd type of an attitude to it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, a little bit of a feel off of number 8. Kramer tonight. Check it out with the bass drum. A little bit faster with the bass drum. Nice little tom-tom movement. Check it out. 3 and 4 and... me play a little bit on that tom-tom movement now. There's a couple of ways that you can improvise with this. Due to the fact that that last stroke ends up with the right hand, you can just stop on one and then kind of create an improvisation into that. Let me give you a little bit of an example. So that's one approach that I like to discuss. Check it out. One, two, three, four. With the bass drum now. As far as movement is concerned, you do the whole thing across, but you gotta have one on the tom-tom. Check it out. Three and four. And one E and a two E and a one, two, again, begin. One, da, 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 da. Has an interesting sound to it, having that one there. Before I move on number nine, let me just play a little bit of a groove built off of the bass drum part, which is written. Check it out. Okay, a little bit of a rhythmical break feel on number 10. One, two. I'm going to swipe this theory from concept four, but I love the approach, right, of taking the first stroke of each of the 30 seconds and putting it onto a tom-tom like this. Let me play a little bit off of that. One other thing I can't resist swiping from concept four is this particular approach, putting both strokes of the 30 second onto a tom-tom, possibly two or possibly one. Here's the way it would sound on one. Or two. Check out the written bass drum part, just on a snare. On this particular groove, I'm going to play the part two times and then I'm going to improvise for two measures. Keep that in mind, I'm doing that a lot. I like to do that a lot in a lot of these improvs. One, two, three, four. right, as far as movement is concerned, here's a couple of possibilities which I hear.
3 and 4. Again.
Let's see what that sounds like a little bit quicker. Check out this movement. This is something I picked up from Neil Peart. Check this out. 3 and 4 and... It's basically 2 on each drum, you know, once you stop that 16th. Again. Let me play a little bit on that. 1, 2... Since there are a lot of clear accents on here, I'm going to accent a little bit of a feel, right, with accents. That made a lot of sense. It made so much sense, I'm going to leave it all there. But what I'm going to do is, during the clear 16ths, I'm going to put in some different accents that I kind of hear in my mind. And as I go across, I'm going to kind of leave an extra measure of 16ths in there. So I'm going to do the idea one time, then I'm going to create another measure of 16ths. And let's see what happens. This is pretty interesting. Kind of a Gene Krupa type of a concept. Number 11, this is my favorite. I always flip out on this one. Billy Cobham, definitely. This is page 2, by the way. First, let me play a little bit of a beat with the idea. 3 measures of rhythm and then kick. A little bit like this. That's kind of nice, as a matter of fact. Check that sound out. Put a bass drum in. Sounds a little bit like Dave Weckl. To what's going on. Yeah, I've been thinking. I've been getting a lot of influence from Dave Weckl. You know, those of you who like that sort of stuff, let me know, you know, because I may eventually put together a study on him. Great player. Getting back to the topic here, let me try the bass drum part.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The improvisation sequence was interesting there, right? I did the theme for one time and then improvised kind of a 3-measure type improvisation. So that's an interesting thing to play around with too. And check out a lot of the solo stuff on that. As far as movement is concerned, check this out.
3 and 4 and...
A again. One more time. All right. This sounds really, really intense with the fill, with sort of a beat situation. Yeah, you know, I forgot about the one-stroke theory. Check this out. Three and four and... You know, that might be really, really interesting because the thing is you really, really gotta push it, you know? Particularly if you're going faster. Let me try a little bit faster. That two-stroke theory from Concept 4 would be equally effective. Check it out. Check it out a little bit faster. It's harder faster. Sounds a little bit like a busted up triplet when you get it past the point. Okay, here we go now with a little bit of a feel on number 12. One measure rhythm, one measure break situation, just kind of getting the feel. I like the accent at the end. That has a nice effect. Let me play a little bit of a feel using the bass drum part. Into a 2-2 type attitude. 2-2 type attitude. A little bit of... All right, I want to get into kind of like a rock polyrhythmical type thing and check out a lot of the Bonham studies for this, but we're going to take the third and the fourth beat and we're going to divide it up like this. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, left. We're just taking that left hand, keeping it on a snare, and each right, putting it onto the hi-hat and accompanying it with the bass drum. I'll do that again. Three, four, and left, right, left, right, left, right. So the whole theme sounds like this. And I'm opening up the hi-hat. Or maybe on the cymbal. Let me play on that a little bit. One, two, three, four. As far as tom-tom movement is concerned, check this out. Three and four and... Sounds like this a little bit quicker. Faster. feel on number 13. Rhythm and break, one measure rhythm, one measure break. Bass drum's really nice. It kind of generates sort of like a buddy type militaristic type of a feel if you just kind of keep it on a snare drum. Check it out. Check out the buddy study for this sort of stuff, but I'm going to do a little bit of an improvisation on the triplet. Check it out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Check out the Buddy Rich studies for that. I'm not going to get like too deeply into that, but those accents are pretty hip, aren't they? Kind of more of a rimshot type of an attitude. Getting back to the theory itself, as far as movement. Check this out. 3 and 4 and... That's one approach. Let me play on that a little bit. It's got a lot of power, especially on the triplet. Okay, another really hip possibility on this is to keep the first two beats, beats 1 and 2, specifically on the snare, and only move on the 3 and 4 on the tom-tom. It's pretty nice. Carl Palmer used to get into that a lot. Let me give you an example. There I finished off with some real Carl Palmer triplets. The real Carl Palmer triplet sense is that Carl Palmer really, really liked to move like straight 16th triplets, you know, in that kind of manner where like he would take this, you know, and go into a different tom. That sort of approach. You get into different executions on it. But anyway, this isn't a Carl Palmer study, but let's get back to what's going on here. One last very, very powerful type attitude. Same thing on the snare, but take the right hand and put it onto the cymbal on the 3. And then on a 4, like this. And we'll also keep the bass drum in on the 1 and the da. Let me show you what that sounds like real fast. It definitely has an effect of buddy. Get a little bit faster. Okay, here we go with a little bit of a rhythmical break feel on number 14.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Check out on number 14 a little bit of a slower snare drum militaristic type of a feel. Kind of funky. Check it out, sort of in a Dave Weckl, Steve Gadd kind of a feel.
Good Lord.
Not bad for a Tuesday morning, eh? All right. On number 14, let's check out a little bit of a tom-tom attitude. Check it out.
3 and 4 and...
One more time. That sounds like a little bit quicker. One, two, three, four. Another nice little movement. Check this out. Three and four and. So I'm moving down two extra drums there. Again. I'm gonna play on a little bit quicker now. One more time slower though. Let's see what that sounds like a little bit faster. Check out this this sequence, and for this sequence, you gotta check out on concept number four, but see if you can pick up this attitude. One, two, the bass drum part, going back to the snare drum. A little bit faster. One stroke on the 32nd has a nice little effect on number 14. Check it out. Placing the first stroke of each 32nd onto a tom-tom. I might do a little bit of a variation on some of the other parts as well. Okay, here we go, moving on down over to number 15. Little rhythmical break type thing, just keeping it on the snare for now. One, two, three, four. I moved the tom-toms around a little bit, so experiment with that. Okay, on number 15, a little bit of a feel with the bass drum part, as written. One, two, three, four. Okay, now for a little bit of a movement type attitude. Check this out.
3 and 4 and...
Another possibility. Possibility. Again. So you can basically divide those 16ths up in groupings of two if you prefer. First, let me go over the first one again, and then we'll play on that. Okay, let's see what that sounds like now. Here we go, a little bit of an improvisation on this. One of those a little bit. Now, very, very quickly, that second theory worked out like this. 3 and 4 and... So it was 2 on each drum there, and let me play a little bit on that one. I'm gonna do this more with a rock type of a beat. Check this out. 1, 2, 4... That last movement worked out like this. 3 and 4 and... One more time. 3 and 4 and... All right, before I get into any further playing on this, I do want to explain it, but you can actually go to a lower drum on that. I was actually going up higher because my suspended toms over my floor tom-toms happen to go up higher. So let me give you an example of a full melodic approach all the way down to the lower drum. Check it out. On that last application, 3 and 4 and... One more time. All right, let me play a little jam on this now. Okay, now for a little bit of a feel on number 16. I'm gonna get into a rhythmical break type thing. A little bit more of a simple rock feel. Now for the bass drum part. I'm going to do that 2 times, and then I'm going to improvise for 2 measures. Check out the sequence. Okay, check out the set application as far as tom-toms is concerned on number 16.
3 and 4 and...
Alright, let's see what that sounds like. Check out this feel. 1, 2, 3, 4. One stroke theory on the tom-tom on each of the 30 seconds as covered before. All right, now for a two-stroke theory approach. You can do this in a lot of different places, but I'm going to just so happen to experiment it with here on number 16. What you can do is whenever you have two groups of 16s, particularly on the 1 and 2 in this particular feel, you can also do it on 3 and 4, but I'm going to deal with it here. Try a power diddle. Check it out. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. And you can get into different divisions on that. Let me do a little bit of an experimentation on that. Check it out. Funk type stuff, and check out Rudimental Clinic for this sort of stuff, but I'll give you one little example utilizing the parallel in a unison feel, and check out the Bonham stuff. Okay, so definitely check out different experimentations in that kind of feel. That has a nice attitude to it. Eventually, I'm going to be doing the Dave Weckl studies. You know, that kind of falls into that feel. Everybody let me know what they think of that attitude. Okay, moving on down to number 17. Check out a little rhythm and break feel. I'm going to do a little bit of a funkicizes offbeat type feel. Check this out. Now for the bass drum feel. One. Ah! Because so there I kind of let my emotions take over, you know, and that's a thing right there I want everybody to do, you know, like once you start to get into playing on something. If you hear something, you know, and you have that excitement, man, get down and go for it, you know. That's what happened there. I hope you enjoyed that. It was a little out, you know, but I think happening. You know, when I say out, it's kind of like, you know, I might break the phrasing totally, you know, and just go into a completely different attitude, you know. But that's what spontaneity is about. As far as movement theory is concerned on number 17, let's check this out. Check it out. 3 and 4 and... Again. Let's see what that sounds like. Check out this theory. I spoke about it before, where I take the 16ths and divide them up on a drum each two strokes of the 16th. And four, and... That has a nice little sound to it, and I'm gonna play on that. With a little bit of a rock feel. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, as usual, what has happened is I'm running out of space here. So what I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to play a little bit of an improvisation on the remaining ones. Yelling out from 18 on down. Get into a little bit of a thing, and let's check it out from number 18. And I'll yell it out as it happens. And I'm going to use some of the theories that we spoke about. Here we go, from number 18. Rhythm break type thing, from 29 down to the end of the page. 1 and 1. Okay, real sorry, we ran out of time. I've definitely made the decision to do a part 2 on this. So for those of you who had a good time, there's a lot more material, alright, which I'm gonna be putting together. But all you gotta do, alright, if you wanna go further with this, is whatever the price of this particular one is, you know, same thing, just Concept 30 part 2, I guess. You know, that's how that's gonna work. Thanks a lot, sorry I ran out of time, alright? Check out part 2, though, it's got a lot, you know, a lot further breakups on this attitude. And thanks again, see everybody soon, and let me know what you think. Practice hard. Take care.